USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are on their way home or visiting family for Thanksgiving, but millions are already there. The TSA says 4.5 million passengers went through security checkpoints at the nation's airports on Monday and Tuesday. Nearly 2.3 million did so on Tuesday. Both numbers topped the same days last year. An investigation continues into a mass shooting at a Walmart in Virginia.
At least six people were killed in a mass shooting Tuesday night inside a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. And the shooter is also dead. City officials said early Wednesday, officers responded to the store less than an hour before closing time. Chesapeake Police Public Information Officer Leo Kaczynski.
So at 10:12 p.m., our emergency dispatch center received a call for a shooting that occurred here at the Walmart here on Sam Circle. So we respond initially. We found, as soon as we get here, we find basic evidence that a shooting had occurred. What was actively going on. So we responded in an active shooter fashion. We're trained for that.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is calling on the DHS Secretary to resign. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says that the Biden administration's border policies are destructive.
The Democrats on the Oversight Committee, they've had no interest in actually providing any type of oversight over the Biden administration. If you just listen to them, the Biden administration's perfect. And everything's going as well as it could possibly go.
At least one person is dead and more than a dozen injured following a suspected terrorist attack in Jerusalem. Authorities say an explosive device was detonated at a bus station near the entrance to Jerusalem early Wednesday morning. The White House condemned the attack and said they're offering assistance in Israel's investigation. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Congress is set to hold hearings related to issues suffered by Ticketmaster when trying to sell Taylor Swift tickets for her upcoming tour. The Senate antitrust panel will look into the lack of competition in the ticket-selling industry. This comes after reports of major service failures and delays on Ticketmaster's website, which left some fans unable to buy tickets. A Florida man does the unthinkable after a jury finds him guilty of armed robbery.
A man in a Miami-Dade County courtroom waiting to hear the verdict on the armed robbery charges he was found guilty of after being in custody for 3 years attempted to cause himself serious harm. His family said he drank a cup of bleach, but don't know how he got it, and think the county should be more concerned about the safety of inmates. Here's what they told television station Local 10.
This should not be happening to people that's in custody. Very emotional for the whole family. We thought we was going to lose the man that day.
The man had to be removed from that courtroom on a stretcher, but he's expected to be okay. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
CNN is asking a judge to throw out a lawsuit from former President Trump. It was filed in October, and Trump accused CNN of defaming him in its 2020 election coverage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.